today is Bahulastami and Radhakund Prakat. Ashtami means that in 3 days from now will be Ekadasi. And Bahula refers to a wife of Lord Krishna who was once a cow. And she resided in Bahulavan. Bahulavan in New Rajadam is situated a little on the opposite side of the ring road from the New Art Studio. There is a small forest over there, and in that forest, Bahula, a cow, she used to graze. And one day a tiger appeared, and the tiger attacked her and wanted to devour her. And she prayed to the tiger, "Listen, my calf is nearby. Let me go feed her one more time, say goodbye to my calf, and then I'll come back." So the tiger was, of course, remember this is Vedic times, so everyone's very truthful. The tiger was very impressed and said, "All right, I'll wait for you here." So Bahula went, and true to her word, after feeding her calf and bidding goodbye to her, then she returned to the tiger. And there's two versions of the story. One is that when the tiger tried to attack her, then Krishna came and killed the tiger. The other one is that the tiger was actually Yamaraj and revealed himself and blessed Bahula, who in her next life became accepted as the wife of the Lord. Krishna was so pleased with her truthfulness. Very, very rare thing to find nowadays in Kali Yuga, real truthfulness. In the month of April, if someone bathes in this place, they will be able to see the Lord and his Lakshmi Devi. And giving a cow in charity here in Bahulavan is equivalent to giving a cow in a thousand cows in charity elsewhere. Today, in the evening, we're also going to be celebrating and we'll take some pictures and put them on tomorrow, the appearance of Radhakund. This appearance took place at midnight, and according to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he says that Krishna was in midst of preparations for Rasa dance one night, evening, early night. Somewhere between 8:30 and 10:30 at night, he was making preparations for Rasa dance with the gopis when this Aristasura appeared and charged Krishna with the idea of killing him, as he was instructed to by Kamsa. And a great fight took place, and in this fight, ultimately, Krishna actually killed Aristasura. In truth, the Acharya says that it wasn't Krishna who killed him. Krishna fought with him, and in the end it was actually Yamaraj who was the person to kill Aristasura, so that Krishna was actually innocent of killing a bull. However, Srimati Radharani didn't appear to be aware of that, and therefore when Krishna wanted to continue the Rasa dance, she wouldn't have any part of it. She said that you're the killer of a bull, so how can you expect that we're going to have some kind of festival where we're going to be dancing and holding hands? She said, "Well, we can't touch someone who's as sinful as you." And Krishna says, "Well, don't be foolish." He says, "This wasn't a bull, this was a demon." And Srimati Radharani said, "Well, that may be your opinion, but Vritrasura was also in the body of a demon still. When Indra killed him, he had to atone for that sin. So in the same way, you're going to have to atone for that sin." Krishna asked, "All right, well then what should I do?" And Srimati Radharani says, "Well, you should bathe in every single holy place within the three worlds." This is really indicative of how seriously cow slaughter is taken in Vedic culture. Imagine where slaughterhouses are and why it's impossible for people to become freed from the sin of killing hundreds and thousands of cows. Anyway, Krishna said, I don't want to leave Vrindavan, to speak of wandering around the universe and bathing in all the holy places. He said, I'm just going to call all the holy places here and take my bath in them. So Krishna then just, in the place where Arista was digging his hooves into the ground and had already made a depression, Krishna stuck his heel into the ground, and he called all the holy waters of the universe to come there. Including from the Patala Loka, from the lowest place in the universe, the Bhagavati River or the Patala Ganga also came. And Krishna very boldly, impudently told the gopis, hey, look at all the holy waters who are all present here. But Srimati Radharani and the gopis weren't impressed. They didn't believe in what Krishna said. So all of these holy places joined their palms, and they came forward and introduced themselves, saying that I'm the salt ocean, I'm the ocean of milk, I'm the Sona River, the Godavari River, Jamuna Devi, Prayag. And after all of this, Krishna purified himself by bathing in the river, and then he started to boast, saying, hey, I've made this extraordinary place which has all the holy places of the universe in one place. So none of you have ever created such an extraordinary place. When Srimati Radharani heard this, she took up the challenge and she said, all right, I'll create an even more beautiful lake. And she told her gopis to start digging very carefully. And then west of Krishna's Kund, she began to also construct the lake, and within an hour she'd made a very beautiful divine kund over there. Krishna was really very astonished, and of course he was only thinking in the context of having rasa dance. So immediately he suggested to Srimati Radharani that she could finish her job by inviting the waters of his kund into hers. And Radharani says, no, that's not possible. The water of your lake is contaminated by the sin of your killing a cow. Rather, we're going to bring water from the Manasaganga and fill up our kund, and in that way I'll become much more famous than you. So, and this time Srimati Krishna, as they were bringing all pots of water to fill up, Krishna gushed into a heavenly personality. He was an intimate associate of the holy places. And that personality came out of Krishna's kund and bowed before Srimati Radharani and glorified her in many ways, offered her all kinds of praise. And when Srimati Radharani was pleased, she asked him if he wanted a benediction. And he said, yes, I desire that you allow us, all the holy places, to reside within our lake. So then she consulted with her gopis, and they all agreed. And she says, all right, you may come. So the parting, the land that was separating between Radhakund and Shyamakund, that the waters broke through and entered into Radhakund as well. Krishna was very pleased by all of this, and he gave Srimati Radharani the blessing that her lake is going to be more famous than his, and anyone who comes and bathes in her lake will become as dear to Krishna as Srimati Radharani. And Srimati Radharani also said, but I'm going to come every day and bathe in your kund. Even though you may kill 100 Arista demons, I'll never fail to bathe in the waters of your lake. And anyone who in the future comes here and resides here with intense devotion, he says, that person will become very, very dear to me. So that night, you can imagine what an ecstatic rasa dance took place around Radhakund and Shyamakund. And this evening we're also going to be observing that ceremony here in New Brajadam, worshipping Radhisham at Radhakund. And hopefully those devotees who are pure-hearted will be able to see Radhisham's rasa dance around Radhakund, Shyamakund, later that evening. Hare Krishna.